Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of USMEF, talking USMCA in just a moment.
With more Black Angus influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
Coming up, it's the 8th annual Albrecht Pence President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale happening Monday, February 18th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus bulls, plus over 200 registered and commercial Angus females. The sale starts at noon. For your complimentary sale catalog or for more information, contact sale manager Tom Burke at 816-532-0811. That's the 8th annual President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 18th.
Today's report, a service of the American Angus Association. He's the president and chief executive officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan Hallstrom's been with the organization since 2010, and we had the opportunity at the recent cattle industry convention to sit down and talk with him about where we stand on all of our export market destinations, including what's been our third and fourth largest markets down through the years, Canada and Mexico. We've got a new deal waiting to be ratified by the lawmakers of the three countries, the USMCA.
With all the talk going on around renegotiation of NAFTA and now the USMCA, the final blueprint was pretty positive on the performance of Canada and Mexico. And I think it's a testament to the fact that the beauty of it is, compared to Asia, the product mix is entirely different. You have a lot of rounds and a lot of variety meats going to Canada and Mexico that are not going to Asia. So the beauty of putting Japan and Korea and Taiwan probably together with the USMCA, Canada and Mexico, is product mix. It's perfect. They complement each other. So all the more reason we have to have a timely conclusion to adoption of the USMCA. The worst thing that could happen is a withdrawal from NAFTA and not getting a USMCA done, because then we would be reverting back to pre-NAFTA duties of 20% on beef, and we don't need that.
Yeah, at this point, are you feeling pretty good about what you're hearing on successful conclusion of what has been agreed to?
I think, we're optimistic, yes. And I think the ag industry is optimistic that we'll get a favorable outcome, but we just have to make sure it stays on track.
One country that offers tremendous potential, but right now is in the middle of a lot of trade turmoil with the United States, is China.
The good news on China is that the beef that has gotten in there, and we're averaging 400 to 500 metric tons a month directly into China, the feedback and from the trade has been very phenomenal. Very happy with it, the quality, et cetera. We are struggling with these duties. We have a 25% extra duty on. It makes it more difficult to make it financially viable, but the business continues. I think we'll know a lot more by March, but we're optimistic that progress will be made because, we need to get... The deal we have is fine, but we need to get a deal that's more based on science, and that will be more sustainable for longer-term growth.
Right now, it's pretty much a never-ever type market, right?
Correct, yeah. Some of our most common approved technologies, such as the use of hormones, this is a fundamental difference in methodology with some of our competitors around the world. And I think we'll know a lot more, but we're optimistic there'll be a favorable outcome.
The partial government shutdown, did that give us any heartburn as far as the federal component of your funding?
It did, only in a sense of timing. It held up some of the funding, but we were able to adjust. Now that they're reopened, we're hopeful that we can put that behind us. But really, our funding was in a good way cemented when we passed the Farm Bill back in December. That was the most important thing, and we're very grateful to the administration for that.
I know that there was some renaming or kind of the adjusting of some of the pots of money on market promotion. Does that have much impact on USME, MEF?
Well, yeah, what they did is they realigned two programs into one. So the MAP, the Market Access Program, and the FMD, the Foreign Market Development Programs, are now under the same umbrella. But in the end, both are still very viable and fully funded, and we're very optimistic going forward.
U.S. Meat Export Federation Chief Executive Officer Dan Hallstrom on our beef trading dealings with Canada and Mexico. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at Boswell, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 70 performance-ready 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 10 2-year-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. For more information or to download a catalog, go online to www.cclcattle.com or call 580-276-0070, 580-276-0070. The 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.